And good Tuesday evening. It is time for playoff basketball. It's here. All these teams that qualified got through the COVID season, and it is time for the postseason. And we're at Coleridge High School. The Coleridge Titans, girls and boys, both hosting first-round games. The Coleridge Lady Titans hosting the Thunderhawks of Ellicott High School. Town is about 32 miles east of Colorado Springs in El Paso County, a town of about 1,100 at the last census count in 2010. Ellicott plays in the Tri-Peaks 3A League. Ellicott comes in with an 8-3 league record, 9-4 overall. The Coleridge Lady Titans, 3-3 in league, 11-3 overall. We're going to pause for our national anthem. Job singing our national anthem. Remember the Coleridge Lady Titans basketball team. Coleridge fourth place in the Western Slope, 3-3 in the league, 11-3 overall. They've won four in a row, so they're red hot. They're peaking at the right time. Delta, of course, won the league again, as they have the last several years at 6-0. Moffat County 5-1 in second place. Basalt 4-3. Basalt and Moffat County also in the bracket of 24. Normally it's in 3A, normal routine is you play districts, and then you play regionals, and then you get an invite to the state tournament. But because of the COVID situation, here we are. So Coleridge and Ellicott, the winner of this game will play at Centauri on Thursday, March 11th. Grand Valley, the 24 seed. Basalt, the 17 seed. Even though they placed higher in the league, Basalt playing at Lamar tonight. Ellicott's in that 3A Tri-Peaks League with the Vanguard School, St. Mary's, Lamar, Manitou Springs. It's a huge conference. Ellicott came in fifth. Then Colorado Springs Christian, Salida, Buena Vista, La Junta, Woodland Park, Florence, Banning Lewis Academy, and James Irwin. Have mercy. That's a lot of schools in one conference. Clyde Morgan, the head coach for the Glenwood Lady of the Department. The Coleridge Lady Titans. And Cody Chambers, the head coach for the Ellicott High School Thunderhawks. Our starters don't have any stats on the Thunderhawks, but they've got some good height. Alyssa Lagasse, 5'9", sophomore. Jacinda Nienheiser, 6'1", senior. 5'3", sophomore. Jaylene Gutierrez, 5'7", senior. Haley Wilson. And 5'10", junior. Michelle Hermosillo. Starters for the Coleridge Lady Titans. Under Coach Clyde Morgan. Jackie Communis is the point guard. She's a sophomore. Peyton Garrison getting a start tonight. She's a junior. Plays the other guard. Clara Carranza getting a start tonight. Did not call her number last time I called a Coleridge game. She's a junior playing forward. Michaela Cheney and, of course, Taylor Wieskamp. Hard to believe she's a senior. And what a senior year she's had, averaging almost 18 points per game this season, among the leaders in the 3A Western Slope. Pretty good atmosphere. It's just a different vibe, even with a smaller crowd, a limited crowd. They're going to be enthusiastic, no doubt. Taylor Wieskamp in the opening tip, along with Michelle Hermosillo. No, that's Jacinda Nienheiser. And the tip goes to Ellicott, wearing purple. They look like basalts. Purple uniforms with gold numerals. Haley Wilson, top of the key to Gutierrez. Back to Wilson, number 10, going in the paint to number 4, Nienheiser. Misses the shot. Rebound controlled by Taylor Wieskamp. She's going to have to be big in that department. Jackie Communis has the ball for Coleridge. In this brand new court, they were able to break in this year. Michaela Cheney, now they go around the perimeter. Three-pointer by Communis, left wing, bang! Jackie Communis from downtown gets Coleridge on the board, 3-0. And Coleridge putting on the press. Getting it at half court. And got a foul right away against Coleridge. Called against Jackie. That's the first one. 7-16 left in the first. 3-0 Coleridge. Michelle Hermosillo, 5'10", junior, inbounding. Goes into Haley Wilson. Wilson, a little skip step, gets past the defender. Her pass is tipped, and it ends up, stays with her, Ellicott. Pass down low to a wide open, Jacinda Nienheiser, and she banks it in. 3-2, Coleridge. Communis splits a double team, gets knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called against Hermosillo, her first. Each team with one now. 3-2 Coleridge. And Michaela Cheney inbounding backcourt to Jackie Communis, who knocked down that three to start things off. Cheney sets a pick. That's an illegal pick. She was moving. And right away, we got three fouls called between the two teams. We barely played a minute. Haley Wilson brings it up. Her pass is knocked, tipped by Cheney. Taken by Carranza. Now left wing to Peyton Garrison. Garrison trying to feed it down to Taylor Wieskamp. And the ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Ellicott. The Thunderhawks, their nickname. Cheney inbounding at the baseline. Running out of time, gets it to the left wing to Communis. She'll put up another three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Haley Wilson for Ellicott. And she got bumped. Oh, that was a ticky-tack call. But Wieskamp couldn't put on the brakes and picks up her first foul. So Coleridge already with three, just one for the Thunderhawks. 3-2 Coleridge. Here's a pass picked off by Communis. Communis brings it up, goes up to Cheney. Cheney dribbles once, puts up the shot, banks it, missed the shot. Rebound controlled by Hermosillo for Ellicott. Brings it up the left side. Cheney staying right with her step for step. And Hermosillo lost it out of bounds. Check that. That was Clara Carranza playing good D. Cheney inbounds it to Taylor Wieskamp. They beat the press, gets it up to Communis, up the court to Carranza. Threw it behind her, but chasing it down in the corner is Peyton Garrison. Here's Cheney with a pass down to Wieskamp. Wieskamp double team, got blocked, and a jump ball call. Possession will remain with the Titans. 3-2 Coleridge, 6:03 to go in the first. Trying to feed it down to Taylor. Cheney inbounding. Goes into, I'll try to get it into Communis. Picked off by Alyssa Lagasse. Stolen back at the other end by Communis. Oh, Peyton Garrison got away with a carry. There's a loose ball on the floor. Battle for it. Ends up with Lagasse. And she throws it right into the hands of Peyton Garrison. Boy, back and forth you go. Four or five turnovers on that 20-second exchange. Cheney fakes the three. Drives. Kicks it right wing. Three-pointer by Peyton Garrison. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Kamina. Now they call it jump ball. Kamina's trying to wrestle away from Jacinda Dienheiser. Checking in for Ellicott is Dalton Henderson, a 5'9 junior, replacing Alyssa Lagasse. Number 10, Haley Wilson, also out. 3-2 Coleridge. Been stuck there for a little bit. Aileen Gutierrez in the game. Hermosillo has it. Having trouble with the press. Now gets it up the court to a wide open, all alone. Jacinda Nienheiser traveled, though. She was so open. She went for the layup and took a couple steps. That would have been an easy bucket. Cheney inbounds to Wieskamp. Pass into Peyton Garrison. Brings it up. Pass up the court to Carranza. Carranza at the baseline. Right wing to Cheney. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Goes top of the key to Kamina's. Puts up a three all by herself. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Aileen Gutierrez. Loose ball. Almost stolen. Here it is. A steal by Jackie Kamina's. Kamina's takes it. Lays it up. Got it. And it's 5-2 Coleridge. And Ellicott, no problem beating the press. They get to Hermosillo. Hermosillo fakes. A little scoop shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Cheney. Cheney to Kamina's at the left side. 5-2 Coleridge. Kamina's puts on the brakes. Goes to Cheney. Had the ball stripped by Hermosillo. Hermosillo racing up the floor. Picks it up. Lobs it to Dalton Henderson. Henderson right wing to Gutierrez for three. It's an air ball in the hands of Nienheiser. Puts up a shot. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound. Camp. Ball knocked away and in the hands of Peyton Garrison. Garrison up the floor. Bad pass. Oh, dangerous pass. Cheney down to Carranza. Missed the shot. She was fouled. Rebound put back. Wieskamp. Wieskamp on the weak side following up. Give her 2 points. It's 7-2 Coleridge. Hermosillo launches it up the court to Aileen Gutierrez. Trying to feed it through the key. Weak side to Nienheiser, but lost it out of bounds. Aisley Porter in for Coleridge. Also in is Callie Bumgardner. Porter in to Bumgardner. To Porter. Crossover dribble. Gets it up to Cheney. Cheney, a little spin move. Did a little pirouette, and they said she traveled. 7-2 Coleridge. 3:53 to go in the first. And we got an official timeout. Right around the four-minute mark is when the officials will call the administrative timeout. We'll take a break. 7-2 Coleridge, 3:53 left in the first. This is KMTS. Nunez, as she rolls across the floor, lost it out of bounds. Coleridge going for another steal there. 3:44 to go in the first. 7-2 Coleridge. Backcourt pass to Aileen Gutierrez coming off the bench. She's playing the point. Lobs it in the near corner. High pass taken by Jaylene Gutierrez. Jaylene's got it left wing. Now goes, they go around the perimeter. Here's a drive along the baseline, and a shot goes up. No good. That shot put up by Dalton Henderson. Loose ball's on the floor. Recovered by Ellicott. Three-pointer left wing. That's put up by Jacinda. Jaylene Gutierrez. And the ball out of bounds going to Ellicott in the purple and gold. 7-2 Coleridge. 3:21 left. There's a bucket and a foul put up by Aileen Gutierrez. Took the inbounds pass and inside the key banked it in from about 10 feet. And it's 7-4 Coleridge. Gutierrez at the line to make it a three-point play. Foul called against Aisley Porter. The free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound bobbled around. Controlled by Ellicott. Chasing it down the corner. There's a near steal by Cheney. Knocked out of bounds. Thunderhawks ball in front of the Coleridge bench. Bumgardner comes out. Annalicia Smith. Here's a three-pointer by Annalicia Smith. That's an air ball into the hands of Michaela Cheney. Brings it up center court. Dribbles left side. Goes to Aisley Porter. And Porter drives along the baseline, and she was fouled. Fouled by Melissa Hermosillo. Four fouls for Coleridge, two for Ellicott. Porter into Ray Nelson. Porter drives along the baseline. Jumper from 10. Air ball into the hands of Ellicott pulled down by Dalton Henderson. Pass up the court to Aileen Gutierrez. Pass in the key to... That was Annalicia Smith. Missed the shot, and it bounces out of bounds. And it goes close. No, it's Thunderhawks ball at the baseline. Kayla France in for Ellicott, replacing Jaylene Gutierrez. Annalicia Smith inbounds it, right wing to Henderson. Here's a pass almost picked off. Good anticipation by Ray Nelson. Knocked it into the Coleridge student section. Titan Nation, as it were. Pass to Gutierrez near half court. Here's a pass picked off. Taken by Peyton Garrison. Garrison going coast to coast. Got the ball stripped. And it's out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds. Coleridge playing tenacious defense. Hoping to convert some of these points. Michelle Hermosillo back in the game. Aisley Porter inbounding for Coleridge. Goes into Cheney in the corner. Has to get out of trouble. Back to Aisley Porter. Puts up a three, and it's blocked by Dalton Henderson. Knocked out of bounds. Porter will try it again. 7-4 Coleridge. Porter goes in the key. Ball knocked away. Bad pass. Here, no, it's taken back by Peyton Garrison. And then the ball knocked out of bounds. It's running to Ray Nelson's hands. And Aisley Porter will try it again. This time from the other side by the basket. Here's Cheney. Cheney, jump pass, bad pass, but it's taken by Peyton Garrison. Picks it up, double team there, in trouble. Threw it right into the key, threw it right to Michelle Hermosillo, who's got the ball. She's taken all the way. Oh, she traveled big time. Yeah. About four steps. Picked up her dribble and went for a little stroll through the key. 2:03 to go in the first, 7-4, Coleridge. And Taylor Wieskamp back in the game. 2 points, one foul. Dalton Henderson comes out. Jacinda Nienheiser in for Ellicott. Show her. Pass into Wieskamp. Gets it to Garrison. Lost the ball. Stripped by Hermosillo from her butt. Passes it off to Haley Wilson. Wilson down low. Here's a jump shot from the baseline. It's in and out. Back in. Shot knocked down by Alyssa Lagasse. 7-6 Coleridge. Wieskamp up the court. Goes down to Clara Carranza. Banks it in. Wieskamp, good recognition and a nice pass. Carranza with the basket. 9-6 Coleridge. Lob pass in the near corner. They feed it down at the block to Jacinda Nienheiser, and she's fouled. That's the fifth team foul. And Taylor Wieskamp picks up her second foul. She comes out right away, replaced by Callie Bumgardner. Michelle Hermosillo inbounding the baseline. Goes to number one, Alyssa Lagasse. Shot from 15, won't go. Rebound putback attempt by Jacinda Nienheiser. Doesn't go. Ball bobbled around. Who wants it? It comes up. Coleridge, taken by Michaela Cheney. She'll bring it up center court. 9-6 Titans. Cheney to Bumgardner. Right wing to Peyton Garrison. Lobs it down to Claranza. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Used the glass nicely, but just spun off the rim. Michelle Hermosillo with the rebound. Passes up the court. Trying to feed it down to Nienheiser. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound putback attempt. Doesn't go, but a foul as Alyssa Lagasse will go to the line for Ellicott. Peyton Garrison called for the foul. Her first. That's team foul number 6 already. We're still in the first quarter. 51 seconds left. 9-6 Lady Titans. 5'9 sophomore Alyssa Lagasse with two shots. First free throw is good. Got the bounce. Lagasse with her second free throw. Perfect. And it's 9-8 Coleridge. 51 seconds left. Pass into Michaela Cheney. Dribbles up the right side. Jump pass up there to Peyton Garrison. Ball knocked away. Almost stolen. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Haley Wilson. Just being a pest there. And Aisley Porter will inbound at the baseline near the exit door there. And she'll go into Michaela Cheney. Cheney pass out to Peyton Garrison. 10-foot jumper. Barely got the rim. Rebound taken by Ellicott. Pass up the court to Lisa Lagasse. Lagasse with a wild shot. Drew the foul. That shot had no chance of going, but she drew the harm. And she'll go back to the line. A chance to give the Thunderhawks the lead for the first time. That's 17 fouls already for Coleridge. That could be a problem. Foul called against Michaela Cheney. And the first free throw from Lagasse is good. Ties the game at 9. Lagasse's second free throw is good. Got a nice touch at the line. She's 4 for 4, and it's a 10-line lead for the Thunderhawks. Pass into Carranza. Bad pass as she goes up to Cheney. Picked off by Haley Wilson. Pass down to Nienheiser. Banks it in. And it's 12-9. Another steal. This time Hermosillo to Kayla France. And a steal back by Bumgarner. 12-9. Ellicott. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Aisley Porter. Right wing to Cheney. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Cheney with a drive. Banks it. Bad shot. Rebound taken by Hermosillo. Ball stripped away. And a shot at the buzzer. Won't go. Put up by Peyton Garrison. That'll do it for the first quarter. 12-9 Ellicott. After one, this is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. 12-9 Ellicott. Thunderhawks leading the Titans as we go to the second quarter. It's a double dip tonight. The Coleridge boys will take on the Buena Vista Demons at 7. Pass into Michaela Cheney. Taylor Wieskamp still on the bench with 2 fouls. Cheney lost it on the across the half-court line. It's just an errant pass. Another unforced error for the Titans. Trailing 12-9. This could get out of hand. Ellicott has the momentum, clearly. Pass down to Nienheiser. They kick to Hermosillo. Hermosillo with a shot from the free throw line. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Aisley Porter. Couldn't control it. Hermosillo gets the loose ball. Her bounce pass to Jason Gutierrez. Hermosillo down to Nienheiser. Missed the easy layup. Loose ball taken by Nienheiser. Top of the key to Hermosillo. Coleridge missing a lot of rebound opportunities. Pass over to Lisa Lagasse. Jump shot, banks it, missed it. Rebound taken by Nienheiser. She's controlling the boards right now. Oh, another travel should have been called against Hermosillo, but she got away with it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Garrison, who's sprinting up the court and got fouled at half court. That'll be the third team foul for Ellicott. Called against Haley Wilson, her first. And Aisley Porter inbounding backcourt to Jackie Caminos, who started things off with a three-pointer. She's got 5 points so far in the half. Baumgartner, cross-court pass to Porter. Porter to Jackie Caminos, beats the defender, goes, lays it up, missed the shot, but she got fouled and knocked to the floor. And Jackie Caminos to the line for 2 shots. Hit a 3 and a 2 in that first quarter. Claire Carranza with a bucket, Taylor Wieskamp with a basket, but 2 fouls. She's still on the bench. Need her presence down there. Jackie Caminos with the first free throw. Got the roll. That foul was called against Jacinda Nienheiser. Her first, fourth team foul. The winner of this game playing at Centauri on Thursday. Caminos' second free throw is good. 12-11, Ellicott. Coming up the court is Haley Wilson. Pass to Lagasse. Lagasse right wing, dribbles around. They go around the perimeter. Michelle Hermosillo for 3 in the corner. That's an air ball, or off the rim, rather. No good. Rebound, though, controlled by Haley Wilson. Lagasse, top of the key. Lobs it to Hermosillo. Down to Lagasse. Ball, his shot is up, and a foul called against Claire Carranza. And Lagos is 4-for-4 from the line. She's got 6 points. She's been the difference for the Thunderhawks so far. Niehuis with the leading score on the season, but Lagos with the first free throw. Man, 5-for-5. She's got a nice stroke at the line. 13-11, Thunderhawks. Second free throw is good. Got the friendly bounce. The shooter's roll, if you will. She's got a nice routine at the line. 14-11, Ellicott's leading Coleridge. Porter against the press. Goes to Bumgarner. Bad pass. Tipped away. Ends up with Peyton Garrison, who has to wrestle away. In a pass trying to go down low to Kamunis. Picked off. Threw it right into the hands of Jaylene Gutierrez. Up the court to Lagos. Right wing. Going down low to number 3, Aileen Gutierrez. Her shot is no good. Nienheiser. Boy, a lot of physical contact. Pass down to Nienheiser. Banks it. Missed the shot. That's 4 she's missed down low. Rebound taken by Bumgarner. Hands it off to Kamunis. 14-11 Ellicott. Kamunis top of the key. Lobs it to Peyton Garrison. Top of the key. Right wing to Aisley Porter. Top of the key to Bumgarner. Bumgarner crossover dribble. Peyton Garrison left wing. Kamunis left wing. Goes to Bumgarner. Callie hands it out to Peyton Garrison. Garrison, boy, Ellicott playing tenacious defense right now. Garrison can't shake the defender. Passes tip, but taken by Kamunis. Kamunis with a drive. Banked it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Michelle Hermosillo. Hermosillo to Jaylene Gutierrez. Aileen Gutierrez with a running jumper and got the bounce. She's got 4 points, and it's a 16-11 lead for Ellicott. Aisley Porter looking confused against the press, and Coach Clyde Morgan calls for a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 5:10 left in the half. 16-11 Thunderhawks lead. This is KMTS. 5:10 left in the first half. The Ellicott Thunderhawks leading the Coleridge Lady Titans 16-11. Jackie Kamunis with the only 2 points for Coleridge in this second quarter. 2 free throws. She played almost 3 minutes. Alyssa Lagos with a couple of free throws. She's 6-for-6 from the line. 4 points from Aileen Gutierrez. 4 scored by Jacinda Nienheiser, who would have 10 or 12 by now, but she's missed several contested shots. Some, a couple of them not contested at the block. Just missed the sweet spot on the glass. And Taylor Rieskamp back in for Coleridge. Playing with 2 fouls. Has to be careful. You're going to need her big time in the second half, but be nice to, if she could knock down a couple of baskets. Kamunis has the ball. Gets a pick from Cheney. Pass up the court to Callie Bumgarner. Bumgarner baseline drive. Shot doesn't go. Rebound taken by Wieskamp. And Wieskamp tumbles to the floor. She'll go to the line for 2. Not sure if it was a pass or a... might have been a pass to Taylor. Foul was called against Melissa Hermosillo. Her 2nd, 5th team foul. And Taylor Wieskamp at the line. First free throw. Perfect. 16-12, Ellicott. Taylor's 2nd free throw. Off the back of the rim. Got the bounce. 16-13. Thunderhawks. Coming up the floor is Aileen Gutierrez as the point. Gets a pick. Dribble drive right side. Underhands it. Here's a pass underneath. A shot put up by Alicia Smith. Steal by Taylor Wieskamp. Hands it off to Jackie Kamunis. Kamunis. Puts her back to the defender. Now goes left wing. Lob the pass down to Taylor Wieskamp. Fake shoots and missed the shot, but she's fouled. And Taylor back to the line. And that's Melissa Hermosillo again with a foul, her 3rd, team foul number 6, and she's going to come out. Wieskamp with her 1st free throw. Rattled it in. Hermosillo out, replaced by Jacinda Nienheiser. 16-14, Ellicott. Taylor Wieskamp with her second free throw. Perfect. She's 4 for 4. 16-15, Ellicott. 4:37 to go in the half. Aileen Gutierrez brings it up. Gets bumped there by Camino. A little contact. And Alicia Smith hands it off to Jaylene Gutierrez. Here's a long shot put up by Dalton Henderson. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Aisley Porter and a jump ball call. Possession will stay with Ellicott. Jaylene Gutierrez out and Delilah Jones in for her. And Alicia Smith inbounds it to Dalton Henderson. Jones. Now they go around the perimeter. Dalton Henderson has it. Picks it up. Goes to Alicia Smith. Here's a three-pointer right wing. Bang! Knocked down by number 21, Delilah Jones, who just checks in and knocks down a three. 19-15, Ellicott. Jackie Camuna's in the corner. Double team. Needs some help. Top of the key to Cheney. Cheney to Aisley Porter for three to answer. That's a brick. Rebound put back. Cheney on the spot. Banks it in. Heads up rebound. And it's Ellicott 19, Coleridge 17. Here's a pass to Delilah Jones. Shooting another three from the left wing. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Cheney. Cheney to Jackie Camuna. Chance for a Coleridge to tie it or maybe take the lead. Jackie goes to Aisley Porter, right wing. Porter top of the key to Cheney. Back to Camunas. Wieskamp double team. Goes top of the key. Here's a two-pointer put up by Kelly Bumgarner. Pass, the shot was blocked and knocked out of bounds. Clara Carranza checks in for Taylor Wieskamp, who was productive with four free throws. Has 6 points for the game. 19-17 Ellicott. 3:06 to go in the first half, and a timeout called. This is an official timeout. 30-second timeout. 3:06 left in the half. 19-17 Ellicott. This is KMTS. Porter back to Commuters. Top of the key. Got away from her. Got it back near half court. Right wing to Cheney. 19-17 Ellicott. Bumgarner in the near corner. Lobs it. Trying to feed it down low to Carranza. Knocked out of bounds. Coleridge ball at the baseline. And Commuters will inbound. Standing on the baseline. Goes into Aisley Porter. Right wing. Porter to Commuters. Top of the key. Over to Cheney. Left wing. Fakes the three. Drive. Call for traveling. There's some Ellicott fans next to me, barking at the refs. 19-17, Ellicott with the lead, 2:40 left in the half. Haley Wilson has it. Goes to Alyssa Lagasse, or Lagasse. Hermosillo to Wilson, 18-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Nienheiser. She lost the ball and threw it into the hands of Aisley Porter. Steal for Coleridge. Another chance to tie the game. Commuters at half court. Commuters gets... Didn't get a pick there. Right wing. Camunas with a drive. Puts up a wild shot. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled, though, by Carranza. Here's a shot. That's an air ball. Put up by Cheney. Little 15-footer. And overshot it. Hermosillo up the court to Nienheiser. Banks it in. She was all alone. Nienheiser with 6 points. And it's 21-17 Ellicott. Camunas against the press. Up the court to Carranza. Carranza lobs it to Bumgarner. Dribble, shoots, missed the shot badly. Cheney with a putback, blocked from behind, and the loose ball taken by Lagasse for Ellicott. 21-17 Thunderhawks. Lagasse with a drive, trying to feed it underneath to Nienheiser. Stolen by Camunas. Camunas taking it all the way. Call for traveling. No, a foul they're going to call. Could have been a travel, but the foul called against Haley Wilson, and she is nodding in agreement. Yep, I'm guilty. That's the 17th foul against Ellicott. And Wilson with her second foul. And Camuna's at the line. She is 2 for 2. Jackie missed the free throw at the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Carranza. Falling to the floor. She just tried to scoop it to Cheney, and Tossed it out of bounds into the stands. 21-17, Thunderhawks with the lead. Minute 32 to go in the first half. Michelle Hermosillo. And checking in for Ellicott is Jaylene Gutierrez, replacing Delilah Jones, who, my, Delilah, hit that big three-pointer a couple minutes ago. It's a reference to an old Tom Jones song. Here's a pass off the knees of Commutas. Controlled by Ellicott. Pass down to Nienheiser. Puts up a shot. Blocked. Loose ball. Bad pass, though. Fortunately, ends up in the hands of Aisley Porter. Hands it off to Jackie Commutas. Commutas goes right wing to Cheney. Michaela Cheney back to the defender. Crossover dribble. Hands it off to Jackie Commutas. Commutas to Bumgarner. Almost had it stolen. Gets the ball. Drives in the paint. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Nienheiser. But a foul is going to be called against number four. And that'll be her second. And two shots for Callie Bumgarner. Bumgarner, one of two seniors on this club, Clyde Morgan. The other one, of course, Taylor Wieskamp. And Callie with her first free throw off the back of the rim. A very vocal Ellicott fan will pull his mask down and offer his coaching expertise. Second free throw is good from Bumgarner. Makes one of two. It's 21-18 Ellicott with 55 seconds left in the half. Haley Wilson launches one and into the Coleridge bench. I mean, that one was just airmailed. Intended for Jaylene Gutierrez. 50 seconds left. Aisley Porter inbounding near the exit. Boy, this guy's loud. 21-18. Ellicott. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Haley Wilson out, replaced by Aileen Gutierrez. Aisley Porter inbounding against the press. Goes to Jackie Commutas. Jackie lobs it cross-court to Cheney. Cheney, they double-team her. Back to Commutas. Commutas in trouble. Needs to get it across. Running out of time. And finally does. And pass down wide open is Ray Nelson, who missed it. Got the shot. Nelson able to bank it in. Good job by Commutas to get it across. And Ray Nelson with the bucket. 21-20. And a traveling call against Ellicott. Aisley Porter to Cheney, 21 seconds. Pass at half court to Bumgarner. Bumgarner, nice bounce pass to Commutas. Commutas backing up, 14 seconds. She'll launch a three for the lead. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Nienheiser. Hands it off to Michelle Hermosillo. Races up the floor. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Nienheiser fakes. Gets. They're going to call a foul with a half second left. Ray Nelson called for the foul, her first. And that sends Jacinda Nienheiser, 6'1 senior, to the line with a half second left. First free throw, pushed it to the right. Her first trip to the line. And that's it. I guess it was a 1-1, so missed the shot. That'll do it for the first half. Good game. It's Ellicott 21, Coleridge 20. This is KMTS. Halftime at Coleridge High School. First round playoff game. The Coleridge Lady Titans trailing the Ellicott Thunderhawks 21-20. It was Ellicott with the lead at the first quarter, 12-9. Coleridge got out to an early lead thanks to Jackie Commutas knocking down the first and only three of the first half for Coleridge. Buried one from the left wing and had a two-pointer, then did a couple of free throws in the second quarter. She's got 7 points at the half. But Taylor Wieskamp picked up two fouls and had a quiet first quarter, just 2 points, but then came in the second quarter and got to the basket and was fouled both times and able to hit all of her free throws. She's 4-for-4 from the line. She has 6 points at the half as Coleridge outscored Ellicott 11-9 in that second quarter. Ellicott pressing the whole game, the whole first half. A big bucket coming from Ray Nelson as she was able to get open. Jackie Comunas is racing against the clock to get it across the timeline. Finally did and found Ray Nelson all alone at the block, and she was able to bank it in and get the Lady Titans within a point, 21-20. As I said, Wieskamp with two fouls, Michaela Cheney with two, Comunas, Porter, Ray Nelson, Peyton Garrison, Claire Carranza, all with one foul. For Ellicott, it was Alyssa Lagasse shouldering the scoring duties for the Thunderhawks. She has 8 points, and she is money from the free throw line. She's 6-for-6. One basket, and then the rest of her points coming at the line. 8 points for her at the half. Aileen Gutierrez with two baskets, one in each quarter. And Jacinda Nienheiser, their 6-1 post player, 6-1 senior, and trying to feed it down to her, and she's missed 4 or 5 open looks, a couple of contested shots, but at the block where she all just used the glass in her height, but missed some easy shots. She did manage 6 points in the first half, and Delilah Jones coming off the bench in the second quarter and knocking down that three from the right wing. 21-20 our score. Ellicott with the lead over the Coleridge Lady Titans. Again, the winner playing at number 2 Centauri on Thursday. Basalt, number 17 Basalt, right now playing at number 16 Lamar. The winner of that game will play the number 1 seed, the Vanguard School. And number 24 Grand Valley playing at number 9 Pagosa Springs right now. The winner of that game playing at Brush on Thursday. Moffitt County got a 12 seed. They're hosting Manitou Springs. Delta has a bye, and they will play the winner of that Moffitt County Manitou Springs game on Thursday. Well, safe travels and best of luck to the Glenwood Lady Demons. In about an hour and 10 minutes, they will tip off against number 11 Weld Central. Lady Demons, what a challenging season it was, coming from behind in the Western Slope, having to win some key games, got that overtime win with Palisade, able to sweep Battle Mountain, split with Rifle, and managed to win the Western Slope, but just got a 22nd seed, and they're taking on number 11 Weld Central in Keensburg tonight at 7 o'clock. Wish Rhonda Mosher and the girls all the best. I gave them the news. I said, I just can't make the trip. I've got, you know, I'm on grandpa's standby duty in case my third granddaughter is born. And as it worked out, able to do these Coleridge games here tonight. Other West Slope teams for the girls, number 31 Battle Mountain. They're going to have a tough time against number 2 Green Mountain. They play tonight. Battle Mountain playing with, I don't know if they're going to have Gabby Caballero back in the lineup. She hurt her ankle in the season finale against Glenwood on Saturday. And number 28 Palisade taking on number 5 Falcon. 4A boys. Of course, Glenwood not in the playoff picture this year. Number 6 Steamboat, the league champs, they're hosting Wheat Ridge tonight. Summit, number 22 Summit, at number 11 Golden. So the winner of that game will play Steamboat or Wheat Ridge. Number 17 Palisade taking on number 16 Aurora Central. The winner of that game will play the winner of the number 32, the game between number 1 Windsor and number 32 Durango. Our score here. Ellicott with the lead. Ellicott, again, a small town, 32 miles east of Colorado Springs. In the 2010 census, their population is a little over 1,100. This girl plays some good basketball. Here we go. Coleridge ball to start the second half. Michaela Cheney inbounding to Jackie Caminas. As the Lady Titans now going right to left. Pass to Peyton Garrison. Live pass trying to get it down to Taylor Wieskamp. Ball knocked away and a steal by Alyssa Lagasse. They just double down on Wieskamp, knowing she's going to post up. Here's Nienheiser with a shot off the glass and in. Went high off the glass, and they talked about that, I'm sure, at halftime. And Nienheiser with the basket. It's 23-20. Here's a pass down to Claire Carranza. Carranza with the bucket. Her second basket, 23-22. Ellicott. Lagasse fakes the three, drives, gets bumped there by Caminas. Three-pointer attempt by Michelle Hermosillo does it go. Here's a three-point attempt by Haley Wilson does it go. Rebound putback attempt by Lagasse doesn't go. Rebound taken by Carranza. 23-22. Chance for the Coleridge to take the lead here for the first time since the first quarter. Cheney has it. Top of the key to Peyton Garrison. All alone for a three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Haley Wilson for Ellicott. Thunderhawks with the lead. Michelle Hermosillo brings it up. Goes to Wilson. Far corner to Jaylene Gutierrez. Hermosillo top of the key. Right wing to Alyssa Lagasse, who attempted a three. It was an air ball. The ball ends up going out of bounds. The rebound went to Jaylene Gutierrez. Ray Nelson in for Coleridge, replacing Clara Carranza. Full court press for Ellicott. Cheney to Jackie Caminas. Brings it up the right side. Gets it up the court to Ray Nelson. Ray Nelson crossed through the key to Peyton Garrison, and Coleridge has the lead. Peyton Garrison with a baseline jumper from 10. 24-23, Coleridge. Haley Wilson to Michelle Hermosillo. Far corner to Jaylene Gutierrez. Hermosillo top of the key. Picks it up the free throw line. Goes left wing. Three-pointer, Jaylene Gutierrez air ball. They got a foul underneath. Called against Alyssa Lagasse. Her first team foul. Ellicott continues to press. 24-23, Lady Titans. Cheney into Peyton Garrison. Back to Cheney. Right side to Jackie Caminas. Lob pass tip taken by Wieskamp. Wieskamp's pass picked off. Got tipped there by Haley Wilson. Taken by Lagasse. Lagasse taking it all the way. Stops from the free throw line. Shoots. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled down by Nienheiser. Dribbles once. Kicks it out to Hermosillo for three. Top of the key. Air ball. No, it's off the rim. Rebound taken. Quick pass up the court to Jackie Caminas, who will lay it up and in. Oh, get the bounce. Wow, I thought it was going to fall off the rim. Caminas gets a steal in the inbounds pass. Caminas, her shot is blocked, but she's fouled. 26-23, Jackie Caminas. The outstanding sophomore for the Coleridge Lady Titans. Getting the job done. Got the layup. And then stole the inbounds pass, got a shot off, and got fouled. And Jackie's first free throw spins off the rim. The foul was called against Haley Wilson. That's her third. And she's still in there. 26-23, Coleridge. Caminas with her second free throw. Too much on that one off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Ellicott. Pulled down by Aileen Gutierrez. Goes to Wilson. Wilson top to get her. Hermosillo almost threw it away. Oh, she was on the line. Oh, he's over and back. Rebound taken by Hermosillo, or rather by Haley Wilson. Lost it out of bounds. Trying to save it as she dove for it. Hermosillo comes out, and she's replaced by Delilah Jones. Again with the press. Peyton Garrison to Cheney. Back to Garrison. Races up the floor. Gets it across the line. Pass up to Bumgarner. Fakes the shot. Drives. Baseline. Rebound goes off the rim, picked off by, or rebound pulled down by Aileen Gutierrez up the court to Alyssa Lagasse. Lagasse to Haley Wilson for three, right wing, bang. Haley Wilson's second three of the night, for Ellicott. And now we got a player shaken up. Aileen Gutierrez is hobbling, favoring her left leg. And she's coming off 26 all. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Coleridge against the press. Garrison to Cheney to Communes. Back to Cheney. Cheney up the court to Ray Nelson. Three-pointer left wing. Bank shot! Cheney from downtown hits the banker. 29-26, Coleridge. Here's a steal at half court. Taken by Communes. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound, Cheney. No, she lost it. And they're going to call foul against Ellicott. Foul is called against Kayla France, her first. Third team foul, no team fouls for Coleridge. 29-26. Michaela Cheney with that bank shot three. Communes inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Cheney, left wing. Cheney top of the key to Communes. Three-pointer. You betcha! Jackie Communes, her second three. It's a 32-26 lead, Coleridge. Oh, Haley Wilson did a jump stop. Looked like she traveled. Loose ball saved, but into Kelly Bumgarner. Bumgarner to Garrison. Garrison passed through the key, picked off by Wilson. Passes off to Alyssa Lagasse, and she's fouled on the transition. That'll be the first team foul for Coleridge. 32-26, Coleridge. Foul called against Peyton Garrison, her second foul, first team foul, timeout called. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:56 left in the third, 32-26 Coleridge. This is KMTS. Jackie Communes with 12 points and some big steals and assists. She's getting it done. Taylor Wieskamp back in the game for Coleridge. 32-26, Lady Titans lead, 3:56 to go in the third. Delilah Jones has the ball. Dribbles top of the key, stops, bounce pass on the right wing to Gutierrez. Here's a shot put up by Delilah Jones. Does it go? Rebound taken by Cheney. Cheney brings it up, lobs it up with the left hand to Jackie Communes. Jackie passed down to Wieskamp, lost the ball, got it back, saved it, goes into Cheney. Cheney with a drive, goes right wing. Now they kick it out around to Peyton Garrison. Garrison to Cheney, top of the key, hands it out to Communes. Communes back it up near half court, lobs it to Ray Nelson. Three-pointer by Cheney. That's an air ball from the corner. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Ellicott. I think it was last touch by Kayla France. Thank you. And Jacinda Nienheiser back in for Ellicott, replacing Melissa Hermosillo. Michaela Cheney inbounds to top of the key to Peyton Garrison. Garrison has the ball knocked away, chased it down, gets it back. Cross court to Jackie Communes. Jackie lobs it to Cheney, right wing. Cheney with a head fake, in the paint, drives, shoots, got it. Nice floater by Michaela Cheney. Dandy shot, 34-26, 8-point lead for Coleridge. 3 minutes to go in the third. Pass in the near corner to Delilah Jones. They go down to Jacinda Nienheiser. Shot from 10 feet, won't go. Rebound taken by Peyton Garrison up the right side. Getting bumped there. Now circles around. Goes cross court to Michaela Cheney. Cheney at half court. Jump pass to Jackie Communes. Left wing now. Top of the key to Ray Nelson. Nelson to Jackie. Jackie lobs it down to loose ball kicked out to Cheney. Cheney puts up a shot. Does it go? Wieskamp with a putback. Taylor Wieskamp with her second field goal. And it's a 10-point lead for Coleridge. Traveling is going to be the call against Delilah Jones. Trying to float one in the lane. Took an extra step. 10-point lead, Coleridge. Come on in, ladies. 16-5 advantage here in the third quarter. And Aisley Porter in for Coleridge, replacing Peyton Garrison. 2:19 left in the third, 36-26, Coleridge. Jackie Communes brings it up, lobs it left wing to Cheney. Goes to Aisley Porter, fakes the three, bounce pass underneath to Taylor Wieskamp, and Wieskamp is fouled at the block. That'll be two shots for Taylor. Taylor's got, she's 4 for 4 from the line. 8 points for Taylor Wieskamp. Foul called against Jacinda Nienheiser, her third. And Wieskamp's first free throw, perfect. Wieskamp, a multi-sport athlete, great volleyball player. Hoping to play some volleyball. Her second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound bobbled by Alyssa Lagasse. Gets it, taking it coast to coast. She's going to go bounce pass underneath to Haley Wilson, and it's knocked out of bounds. Great heads-up defensive play by Ray Nelson. 37-26, Coleridge, their biggest lead. Alyssa Lagasse inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Wilson. Her shot is blocked by Wieskamp. Loose ball chased down. It's going to be Coleridge balls off the hands of Haley Wilson, 5'7 senior. Basley Porter inbounding for Coleridge in front of the scorer's table. Goes backcourt to Jackie Caminas. Minute 52 to go. Jackie's got it near half court. Goes right wing to Cheney. Cheney, top of the key to Nelson. Left wing to Jackie. Caminas. Ball knocked away. Gets it between her legs. Smothered there. Then Coach Clyde Morgan wants a 30-second timeout. A minute 36 to go in the third. A 37-26 lead for Coleridge. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. 37-26. Coleridge with the lead. A minute 35 to go in the third. After that timeout, Cheney's got the ball. Right wing. Guarded there by Wilson. Cheney, top of the key to Ray Nelson, left wing to Jackie Caminas. Caminas back to Nelson. Nelson, far corner to Aisley Porter for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away. They're saying last touched by Jaylene Gutierrez. Aisley Porter inbounding. Goes into Jackie, left wing. Caminas lobs it. Ooh, dangerous pass. Taken by Cheney. Cheney, right wing. Nelson in the far corner. Top of the key ball. Pass tipped and chased down by Aisley Porter near half court. Crossover dribble. Porter in the near corner to Cheney. Cheney puts a pass down to Taylor Wieskamp, who banks it in and is fouled. Taylor Wieskamp. She knows that sweet spot so well. And it's 39-26. The foul called against Dalton Henderson. And Wieskamp a chance to make it a three-point play. Yes, ma'am. 6 points this quarter. 12 for the game. 40-26, Coleridge. Alyssa Lagasse with the ball. Top of the key. Now they go around the perimeter. Haley Wilson. Shot from the free throw line. She's fouled. Wilson to the line. It's a 20-5 advantage for Coleridge in this third quarter. Just what the doctor ordered. Peyton Garrison get ready to check back in for Coleridge. The foul was called against Ray Nelson, her second. And Wilson's first free throw off the back of the rim. Haley Wilson hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Taylor Wieskamp. Pass up the court to Peyton Garrison. Garrison down low to Aisley Porter, who banks it in with the left hand. Good form by Aisley Porter. 42-26, Coleridge. Wilson, top of the key, left wing to Alyssa Lagasse. Jump shot, banked it, missed it. Rebound saved. It goes to Ellicott. Here's a bank shot put up by Dalton Henderson. 42-28. Cheney to Garrison, 18-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. You betcha. Taylor Wieskamp with the putback. 44-28, Coleridge. Here's a shot at the buzzer. Won't get the bounce. What a quarter for the Coleridge Lady Titans. They lead 44-28 with 8 minutes left. To see who advances to take on Centauri tomorrow. This is KMTS. Coleridge outscored Ellicott 24-7 in that third quarter. Taylor Wieskamp with 8 points in that third. 44-28. Lady Titans lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Michelle Hermosillo. Lob pass down to Haley Wilson. Baseline jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Ray Nelson for Coleridge. Goes to Cheney. Cheney crossover dribble. And a near steal. Loose ball. Ends up with Hermosillo. And she's cradling it. Sitting in the lotus position. Protecting that ball. Her glasses got knocked off. And a timeout called by Ellicott. 30-second timeout. 7:37 to go in the ballgame. 44-28 Coleridge. Just keep it right here. Jackie Communis with 12 points. A 3 and a 2 in this third quarter. Aisley Porter with that big bucket. Ray Nelson did not score that third quarter. Peyton Garrison with a basket. Claire Carranza with a basket. Michaela Cheney with that bank shot 3. And a two-pointer in that third quarter. And 8 points scored by Taylor Wieskamp in the third to give her 14 for the game. A 44-28 lead, Coleridge. And they're taking on Centauri on Thursday. Haley Wilson shot blocked. Loose ball taken by Ray Nelson. By Garrison, back to Nelson, who got a foul. That's 6-team foul for Ellicott. Aisley Porter inbounding. And she'll go to Michaela Cheney. Cheney, crossover dribble. Goes to Callie Bumgardner. Garrison, pass down low to Ray Nelson. Shoots it, missed it. Rebound, controlled by Nelson. Now she lost it out of bounds. And Taylor Wieskamp's going to come back in the game. Listen to Goss. Passes off to Michelle Hermosillo, top of the key. Hands it back to Lagos. Lagos with a drive. Shoots in the paint. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound knocked away. Pass up the court to Peyton Garrison. She's taking it to the hoop. Lays it up and in. Peyton Garrison. It's 46-28. Here's a pass knocked away by Aisley Porter. Loose ball taken by Garrison. Garrison tripped up. Dribble. Shoots. No basket. Call for traveling. Coleridge really putting their foot on the gas. Ray Nelson and Aisley Porter out. Jackie Communis back in the game. Coleridge playing a 3-2 zone. Delilah Jones to Michelle Hermosillo. 46-28 Coleridge. This is Lagos. Hermosillo going down low. Ball almost went out of bounds. Saved by Hermosillo. Michelle Hermosillo's got it top of the key. Hands it off to Delilah Jones. Melissa Hermosillo puts her shot. Banked it. Missed the shot. She's fouled. Number 13, Melissa Hermosillo. 5'9 sophomore at the line for two. 6:12 left in the ballgame. And a commanding 46-28 lead for Coleridge after that 24-7 quarter in the third. Melissa Hermosillo's first free throw is good. Coleridge 9-11 and 24. Quarter scoring 12-9-7 for Ellicott. Second free throw bounces in and out, no good. Rebound up high to get it is Taylor Wieskamp. Here's the Jackie Communis. 6 minutes to go in the game. Communis gets a pick, dribbles around left side, still dribbling. Lobs it to Cheney near the circle. Cheney to Callie Bumgardner. Grab around her, bounce pass to Communis. To Cheney in the near corner. Michelle Hermosillo is going to be called for a foul, trying to get a steal there. Melissa Hermosillo comes out. Dalton Henderson in for Ellicott. It's a shooting foul, 1-1 for Jackie Communis. Jackie's first free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Henderson. Taken by Jackie Communis. Came from behind and picked her pocket. Jackie passes off to Cheney. Cheney, far corner to Callie Bumgardner. Bumgarner dribbles a couple times, goes to Garrison, right wing, lobs it down to Wieskamp. Wieskamp banks it, shoots it, scores it. Bobbled on the rim and plopped in. It's a 48-29 lead for Coleridge. Hermosillo to Dalton Henderson, or Delilah Jones, rather. And we got a foul. It's going to send Delilah Jones to the line. 5'4 sophomore. Kelly Bumgardner picks up a foul. That is her second. Delilah Jones, left-hander. First free throw is good. Got the bounce. Ray Nelson in for Kelly Bumgardner. 48-30, Coleridge, 5:16 left in the ballgame. Delilah Jones, second free throw. Knocked it down. 48-31. Pass into Peyton Garrison. Garrison gets it across the line. Garrison passed down to Ray Nelson. Missed the layup, but she's fouled. Hacked on the wrist, and she'll get two shots. Number three, Ray Nelson at the line. She has 2 points. Timeout called by Coach Clyde Morgan. A 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. 5:11 to go in the game. 48-31 Coleridge. This is KMTS. 5:11 remaining in the ballgame. Coleridge with a 48-31 lead over the Ellicott Thunderhawks. And Ray Nelson, sophomore, at the line for two shots. It's 18 fouls for Ellicott. Nelson's first free throw. Perfect. No wasted movement there. A foul called against Jaylene Gutierrez, her first. Nelson's second free throw is no good. Rebound, Wieskamp, lost the ball. Out of bounds. Taylor ready to take it back to the hoop. 18-point lead for Coleridge. Racing up the floor is Delilah Jones. Her pass plucked out of the air by Cheney. Cheney taking it coast to coast. Bounce pass through the key to Nelson. Missed the layup. Rather, that was, that was Nelson. Here's Cheney with the ball. High post, right side. Pass off to Peyton Garrison. Knocked out of bounds by Michelle Hermosillo. 4:47 to go in the game. Coleridge boys will play. They're scheduled to play at 7 against Buena Vista. First round game. Cheney goes to Jackie Commuters. Commuters dribbling with the left hand. Stops top of the key. Left wing to Ray Nelson. Nelson to Cheney near the circle. Pass underneath to Taylor Wieskamp. Banks it. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Fell to the floor. And call for traveling. She got the rebound and tumbled backwards and kind of did a roly-poly. And in the basketball rule book, that's traveling. You know, roly-poly. I know Jack would be cracking a joke right now and making fun of me. Hermosillo, top of the key. Tosses over to Jaylene Gutierrez. Long jump shot, no good. Rebound taken by Taylor Wieskamp. She might be close to a double-double. Commuters lobs it to Cheney, left wing. Cheney to Garrison. Garrison to Commuters, right wing. Top of the key to Ray Nelson. Nelson lobs it down to Wieskamp. Dribbles once, shoots. Got fouled. To the line goes Taylor. Two shots for Taylor Wieskamp. She has 16 points. Foul called against Delilah Jones, her first. 30-second timeout called. This is the official timeout. 49-31. Coleridge with the lead. We come back. Taylor Wieskamp for two free throws. This is KMTS.
Coleridge Lady Titans, 18-point lead. 3:55 to go here in the ballgame. 49-31 over Ellicott. Taylor Wieskamp at the line with 16 points. And she is shooting two free throws. And won't get the bounce on the first one. Taylor's second free throw. Got the roll. 17 points. 50-31. Coleridge. Here's a pass picked off by Wieskamp. Lobs it to Jackie Kinnears. Kinnears, double team. Full court pass. Pass picked off. A deal right now, steal back by Jesse Kinnears, and Kinnears races up the floor, got fouled. A reach in there by Michelle Hermosillo. Her second foul. And it's double bonus now for Coleridge. Kinnears will go to the line and shoot two. Hermosillo with her third. And Jackie's first free throw. A little bit tired off the front of the rim. 12 points for Jackie. Give me a second free throw off the back of the rim. A good rebound put back attempt by Reese Camp. She's fouled, and she's back to the line. And that foul gets Jacinda Nienheiser. Reese Camp's first free throw is good. Swish. 18 points for Taylor. A shoe-in for first team all-conference. Taylor's second free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Nienheiser. 20-point lead for Coleridge. 3:30 left in the game. Shohana Seale fakes the three, lobs it to Haley Wilson. Wilson puts up a 17-footer. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Reese Camp. Reese Camp double team, lobs it to Jackie Caminos. Caminos up the left side. Crossover dribble. Jackie at the circle. Now lobs it to Cheney, right wing. Far corner to Peyton Garrison. Down low to Ray Nelson, who got hip-jacked there. Almost knocked into the wall. They'll send a... No foul? Really? And that's past the Caminos, three-pointer. Air ball. A chase down by Peyton Garrison, left wing to Ray Nelson. Goes to Cheney. Cheney with a drive. In the paint. Puts a shot. Blocked. She's fouled. And Michaela Cheney. And that's for Shohana Seale picking up the foul. Her third. And Michaela Cheney. What a solid game she's had. 7 points. Some big steals. Rebounds. Good team effort by Coleridge. They lead 51-31. And he can punch their ticket to Centauri. A Thursday night matchup. With the number two team. And Cheney hits the first free throw. Michaela Cheney's second free throw. He's no good. Rebound. Goes on the floor. It's last touch by Ray Nelson out of bounds. 52-31. Coleridge in command. Michelle Hennessy has the ball stripped from behind. Pass up the court to Michaela Cheney. It's chased down though by Peyton Garrison. Cheney's got a crossover dribble. Hands it off to Jackie Caminos. He gets double team. Gets away from double team. Puts it over to Peyton Garrison. Goes down to Taylor Wieskamp. Turn around jumper from 10. Up the rim, no good. Rebound Ray Nelson. Put that, no good. Rebound taken by Garrison. Ball comes loose. And it's picked up by Wilson for Elcott. Bounce pass underneath. Nice feed from Wilson to Taylor France. Back to Wilson for the buckets. And boy, those points have been hard to come by for the Elcott Thunderhawks. Haley Wilson with just her second basket. Time not called. It's a 30-second timeout. 2:13 left in the ballgame. 42-33. Coleridge with the lead. So, just going to ride him in. Number 15, Lady Titans. We'll take on number 2. Centauri. And that's quite a trek down south. It was there maybe 20 years ago. So, that'll be Thursday, March 11th. 2:13 left. Taylor Cheney inbounding against the Thunderhawk press. And she'll get it up to Peyton Garrison. Garrison gets across the line, up the court to Nelson. Nelson lays it up, missed the layup, rebound, put back, Reese Camp, good. Taylor Reese Camp, clean the glass, getting the rebounds, and pile up the points. Only 2 minutes to go in the game. Three-pointer, left wing, back shot, missed the rebound, put back attempt by Taylor France, didn't go, fall down. Pass, try going to Reese Camp, against the court press, knocked out of bounds by Nienheiser. 20 points for Taylor Reese Camp. 54-33, passing to Cheney. Cheney up to Peyton Garrison, lays it up, got it. Coleridge had trouble in the first half with full court press. No problem in the second half. They lead by 23. Three-pointer left wing. Off the rim, no good. A shot attempted by Wilson. Rebound taken by Cheney. And got tied up there. And Jamie Gutierrez forced to jump off possession. Coleridge. Reese Camp comes out. She should get a big hand. 20 points for the senior. Could be her. It's probably her last game on her home floor. Pass up the court. Chase down by Garrison. She stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Reese Camp eclipsed the 1,000-point mark for her career at Coleridge. Seems like yesterday she was a freshman. She's a baseline jump shot. Put by Taylor France. Here's a go. This ball taken by Ray Nelson, jump ball possession will stay with the Thunderhawks. Taylor France out, Michelle Hennessy in. 1:16 to go. There's a three-pointer, left wing, air ball. Shot attempted by Jalen Gutierrez. Caminos has the ball to Bundrada, got the rebound. Caminos brings it up left side. Well, put that, knocked it down, with a minute one to go. From the Coleridge bench. Peyton Garrison comes out. Garrison finishes with 6 points. Michelle Hennessy out. She picks up her fourth foul. Hayes Porter inbounding, goes into Caminos. Caminos, crossover dribble. Kelly Bundrager, the Ainsley Porter, got the bag of the game for Coleridge. Here's a loose ball to steal by Taylor France. She'll lay it up. Missed it, but she's fouled. Taylor France, 5'7 senior. At the line, foul called against Jackie Caminos, her second. First free throw is a switch. Switch there from France, her first point. Melissa Lagasse comes out. Taylor France, second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ray Nelson for Coleridge. Hands out to Caminos, gets bumped twice. Finally got called. She was fouled and come over to help her up. She won't get sportsmanship. It's Taylor France. We'll walk back the other way. It'll be two shots for Jackie Caminos. 56-34 Coleridge. 40 seconds left in this game. 12 points for Jackie Caminos. She is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 for 7 from the line. Now 2 for 8. Karanze in for Coleridge, replacing Ray Nelson. Caminos has missed her last 3 free throws. Hits that one. For 13 points. And Philip Howell rolled it off the floor. Picked up by Wilson. Here's a pass. Kicks by Coleridge. Knocked out of bounds. 35 seconds left. 57-34. Titans lead. Haley Wilson inbounding. There's the Taylor France. France lobs at the far corner. Clarissa Smith with a three-pointer. Clarissa Smith, who just checked in. She's a 5'2 sophomore. And she knocks down from downtown. A full-time out call by Elcott. 57-37. Titans lead. 27 seconds left in the game. KPS. Coleridge leading Titans with a 20-point lead over the Elcott Thunderhawks from El Paso County. 57-37. 27 seconds left. Coleridge Boys will take on the Brave Mr. Demons. They're scheduled to tip off around 7. See how long it takes for them to sanitize the gym as everyone exits. Ainsley Porter inbounding. We'll see where Jackie Kinnear is. Jackie, great stop there. Gets it up the court to Danica Baggett. One runner for three in the corner. No good rebound putback. How about Jackie Kinnear with the rebound putback? Give it 15, 12 seconds, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Three-pointer by Wilson. Off the rim, no good. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Won't go. And that's high score, Coleridge. 59. The Elkhart Thunderhawks, 37. Coleridge moves on to the Sweet 16 to take on number 2 Centauri on Thursday. Back to the totals after this on KTS. Wrapping things up from the girls' game here at Coleridge High School. Lady Titans advance to the Sweet 16 to take on number 2 Centauri on Thursday as they defeat the Elkhart Thunderhawks, 59-37. And Coleridge defense got the job done. Held the Elkhart to 12 points in the first quarter, and then it was 9-7-9. Coleridge's total, 9 in the first, 11, and then 24. That explosive third quarter, 15 in the fourth to wrap it up. And they're comfortable lead. And they win 59-37 to go to 12-3 on the season. Elkhart's season comes to an end. They finish at 9-5 overall. Leading scorers again for Coleridge. Taylor Weiss having an outstanding performance. 20 points. Got to a slow start in the first quarter, just a bucket, and then hit those 4 free throws. And that seemed to get her on track, and she finishes with 20 points. 8 points from Kayla Cheney. 15 scored by Jackie Kinnear. 2 points from Ainsley Porter. 3 points scored by Ray Nelson, the Manchester jersey number. Peyton Garrison with 6 points on the second half. Claire Garanzo with 4 points. She got the start tonight. 1 point by Hannah Kelly Bundy on her free throw. Michaela Cheney with 8 points again. Taylor Weiss with 20 points. 8 points scored by Alyssa Lagasse all in the first half. 4 points from Aileen Gutierrez. 8 points scored by Jacinda Nienheiser. 5 from Haley Wilson. 3 scored by Clarissa Smith. A point from Melissa Hermosillo and 5 points scored by Delilah Jones. That will do it for the girls' game. We'll get out of the gym, let them sanitize everything, and we'll get ready for the boys' game. Coleridge and Buena Vista coming up around 7 o'clock right here on KTS. Our final score, Lady Titans beat the Elkhart Thunderhawks 59-37. This is KTS.